Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, we are going to talk about, as Sarah phrased it, spooky bitch stuff.
So actually, I have to credit Nick for the phrasing, for the spooky bitch.
You could have just taken it.
No. That wouldn't have felt right.
It felt right to me.
Of course.
What else did you say? You said something else. It wasn't just spooky bitch shit. It was, what was it?
Well, first I said that we could talk about you. And then I said we could talk about fall stuff. We could talk about witchy stuff.
Oh, spooky then, bitch season. And yeah, witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, we can talk about us too. I mean, we usually do like a beginning where we catch up and see how things are going. Mm-hmm. This week for me, I'm glad that it's Friday and I'm glad this week is over. While it was a lot of fun with the class, because I was in a training all week this week, starting on Tuesday until today at like 3:30. Mm-hmm. While it was a lot of fun and it was a lot of great information, it was a lot of energy.
Right.
And I don't usually exude that much, like, not physical energy, but emotional energy. Like,
right.
In this instance, we were talking about communication styles, and I have something I'm going to send you, not now, but later, because I have to send, I have the ability to send this program that we did, do it with three people to, like, practice. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send it to you and Ryan, but I don't know who the third person is. And I think I have to send it to all three first, or have all three of you finish it before I actually get them back.
Mm.
But it's basically like you go through and you answer this questionnaire, and you have to like read the statement and rank how it applies to you. Or they're not statements; they're
so like the Myers-Briggs test.
Kind of, it's similar, yes. So it's based off of the same type of thing.
Okay.
But then they take that and they calculate based on your answers what level or what energy your communication style is. And I talked about it before. So there's the blue, green, yellow, and red. Blue is give me details. Green is, oh, it's right here. Green is show me you care. The yellow is involve me, and then the red is be brief, be bright, be gone. And there's a whole like theory behind how these communication styles work. Everybody has all four of them, and you have to like, you use them in a different way. And like today, or all the week this week, my lowest color, and here are my color blocks, you can't really see them because it's like stupid, they're kind of there.
Okay.
My highest is blue. So I'm very analytical. Mm-hmm. And then I'm direct and like to the point. And those are above my energy level. And then the one underneath my energy level is green, which is the show me you care, like involve other people, democratic type of thing. And then the yellow one is the one that's like all high energy, involve me, let me, sporadic. So you're more than likely going to be like green than yellow, I think. Not a bad thing, but I think that's how like you'll lead with one of those more like flamboyant extroverted type of energies.
Fair. That's fair.
But we'll see. I'm going to send it to you after, and I'm going to tell Ryan he has to do it, because I'm really interested to see what Ryan's is.
I'd be interested to see what Ryan's is as well. So we may.
But the thing is, Ryan has to share it with you. I can't share it with him, with anyone but him. Like, I can share mine because it's mine. I can't share yours or anyone that I do with anyone other than you. You're the one that has to share it with other people. I'm not allowed to. It's part of the requirement with my accreditation.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Which, I mean, like I said, it was very fun. The people that I met or that I worked with in the cohort were amazing. They were awesome. I'm like on the edge of, do I send them like a LinkedIn connection, or do I want to wait for them to? Because I mean, I'm like, I don't know that I really, while we spent the entire like last four days together, I don't know that I really, I don't want to make that step to make that connection first. I did include my LinkedIn link profile link to my LinkedIn. No. Yeah. Link to my LinkedIn profile in the little mural board that we did.
Mm-hmm. So
if any of them wanted to, it was there for them. So.
Okay. Good to know.
But it was interesting. And I think what we should do, if you're comfortable, we should do like the little talk track to it on one of the episodes. We can talk about it and it'll be fun.
Oh, okay.
For me. Yeah. For me. It'll be fun for me. I think it'll be fun for you too, because then we'll get to see, you'll get to see my facilitation style and stuff too.
Ooh, that's true. That's true.
And I mean, the conversation we'll have about it, or I have about it, it will make sense to you then whenever we start, you know about it too.
Correct. Ugh. All right. So, what'd you do today?
Well, that was what I did today. Today was the last class. Yeah. Like we were in it all week this week, except for Monday.
Okay, that's where I got confused, because I was just like, I thought we were talking about like the whole week, not just today.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, Monday it was kind of, they showed us how the actual like presentation goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday Wednesday we talked a little bit more about like the theory. No, Monday it was the theory. Wednesday was about kind of how the presentation goes, and like what are some things that you do, what are some things to talk about. Yesterday we did like a teach back section where we had a portion of it where we had to actually facilitate the conversation and do the training. And then we went through and talked about like activities that you can do. And then today we were reviewing the activities that they have in the book. Because they have like six books that they gave, but like little, not books, but they're like 10 to 40 page little like pamphlet binder things, spiral bound notebooks. And in one of them, it has like 30 different exercises that you can do as part of the credit or the training, or like as part of a separate, like extended continuing learning type of thing with the group that's already done the insights discovery portion of it. And today we were talking about, here are some of the, we were looking at, there's, I don't know if you can hear that, there's a siren.
Oh, I did hear something and was like, wait.
Shut up. Let them burn.
James.
Anyways, so today it was kind of, we were supposed to take a look at all the activities that they had and come and find, pick a few of them that we wanted to talk about today. And then we were broken into a couple groups and we talked about the different different activities that we would use and how we would use them and kind of plan out some of our sessions. So it was interesting. It was fun. There's part of it that I'm really excited about. They ask us at the beginning of the day, like, or it wasn't at the beginning of the day. At part of the day, they were like, how is your, like, thinking about it as like a weather report. How is your mind? How are things going? Is it clear? Is it nice and sunny? Or is there some gray clouds that still need some clearing up? And I was like, well, technically, and I came off mute and I said, to me, it's like a treacherous storm, but not because of the content and that I need to wrap my head around the content or anything, but because I'm thinking of all the things, all of this work that I'm going to have to do now that we've gone through all this and how I want to implement it into like some of the activities that we're doing as a in the developmental portion of my job.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense to me too.
So it's a lot of fun, a lot of work, and then now actually implementing it, I'm going to sit down and put a lesson plan together and discuss it with Karen, because she's already a facilitator of this training. So we're going to talk about like the stuff that I learned and some of the stuff that I feel like we could implement that we don't do already, because we have like the first part of it where you introduce insights discovery and you talk about it and how it works and like the color dynamics and what it all means. But then what do we do after that other than just kind of be aware of how you talk to other people and how you approach conversations with someone of like if you're a high blue, how you approach a conversation with someone that is like a high yellow. Which again, when you take it and we talk about it, it'll make more sense then.
Okay, I believe you.
Other than that, that's pretty much all I did this week, except for I told someone that they couldn't implement something on Monday because they just sent it through today and it hasn't been approved and they wanted to implement it on Monday. And I was like, well, you have 50 plus people that need to train to it. You have to do the training. We have to enter the training. Then they have to accept it. So that part is the part that takes the longest time. So you can't implement it on Monday. So figure out when you're going to implement it, because it's not happening Monday.
Oof.
So that was fun.
That sounds fun.
And they were kind of like, well, I think we can still do it. I was like, no, it's not can you do it? It's can you do it? Send us the spreadsheet or the sign-in sheet. We have to enter it and then they have to accept it. So it doesn't matter if you can get it done today. You can't get it done, send it to us, have them accept it with 50 plus people, because right. We have to do a data entry that we're not going to get until later today or anything. So, and right, it's like exactly. Right now, I wrapped up work at like 4 o'clock and it still hadn't been approved. So it's probably not even going to get done until Monday.
Right.
So a lot of work, there was a lot going on, and I started my new class this week. Oh, it's a busy freaking week this week.
Sounds like it.
I don't remember what I did Monday, but I was very busy Monday too.
It sounds like that is the case, yes.
But I did do something Monday. What it was, I don't remember. Because there's been so much other stuff that's gone on.
Fair.
What about you? What have you been doing this week?
Schoolwork, panicking about bills, more schoolwork, more panic, actual work. And then today, Nick, Horace, Kat, and I went swimming at Barton Springs. And it was lovely and cold and just it was great. It was lovely.
That's fun.
Went off the diving board a couple of times.
I can't do the diving. I can't. Well, technically, I don't really even jump. I never jump into the water. Mainly because it hurts my nose. Even if I plug my nose, there's for some reason water always gets into it. And it burns.
That's fair. That's reasonable. So yeah, so we did that, and then we went to this place called Dan's Hamburgers. They're like this little burger joint that's been in Austin for 50 years, apparently. So that was fun. They were really good. It was a good fucking burger. Yeah. And after I'm done with this, I have to take my first art history exam. Yes. So I have to do that, and then I have some schoolwork I have to finish up on. I'm trying to get ahead for this next week because it's my birthday this next week.
Oh yeah, everybody that's listening on Monday, tell Sarah happy birthday.
Yeah,
I'm gonna plug like her Instagram and stuff in the description.
So Sunday night I'm having a little dinner. It's gonna be me, Nick, Horace, Kat, Mac, and Lizzie, and I'm gonna make dinner. We're gonna have pasta.
You're making the dinner on your birthday?
Yeah,
to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mac's gonna make garlic bread,
mac and cheese. Oh, fuck, that's such a miss. Mac's gonna make mac and cheese. That's what they should be making.
I mean, I'll tell her that you said so. So, and then Nick is gonna make desserts.
Do you know what the dessert's going to be?
I think it's gonna be something chocolate.
That reminds me of the that one season of RuPaul's Drag Race where they opened the chocolate thing, and if it was chocolate they were eliminated, but if it was a gold bar they were saved. And the very first one was like, it's chocolate. and they got eliminated. I don't know, my brain's all over the place, Sarah. There was a lot going on this week and I'm very busy and still hasn't like calmed down with all the yellow energy.
Yes.
Still very high yellow, and I just like, I want to watch some people die in a movie and just keep going. To get me back to the blue, let me watch some people die in a movie and I'll get back to the blue.
I mean, okay, we can stop recording, you can go watch a movie.
No, it's fine. I just put on Annabelle Comes Home and then I was like, oh, it's time to record. Have you seen Annabelle Comes Home?
No.
It's the newer, well, I don't think it's not the newest kind of movie in that chain, but it's the newer version. Yeah. I said, yeah, like you asked a question. You didn't even ask anything. Something is wrong. I have way too much energy right now. I should be exhausted.
I mean, you are the type of person who thrives on fast-paced, you know, get it together shit, so this is not surprising to me whatsoever.
No.
So, but yeah, my birthday's on Monday, and I'm going to have a dinner on Sunday night, and then Wednesday, I'm going to get to meet Chuck Palahniuk, and I'm so excited. I'm just like, so anyway.
Chuck Palahniuk. I still don't know who that is.
The author of Fight Club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you never seen Fight Club?
No.
I'm surprised. I'm actually very surprised that a lot of that movie strikes me as your cuppa. So.
Not really. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really ever even seen that much about it, except people always talk about it and they say it's like one of the most iconic lines is, we don't talk about Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is we don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah.
Never seen it. I've also never seen like 16 Candles or what else? There's another iconic like that era movie that I've known. I mean, that's not the same. That's not the same era, but I know. But like one of those like iconic movies.
Yeah.
That I've never seen. Jacob's Ladder. I've never seen that.
I've never seen Jacob's Ladder, but I know that it's one of Nick's favorite movies. Let's see. I don't know. I still have never seen A Christmas Story all the way through.
You're not missing much. It's a terrible movie.
Like, I know, but it's kind of like an iconic Christmas movie. So I'm just like kind of like...
That and that other stupid fucking movie that everyone watches at Christmas time. And it plays... There's like one channel that plays it all day.
The Wonderful Life?
Yes. Burn it down. Burn it. Burn it down. I hate that movie. I hate it so much.
I don't hate that movie. It's not my favorite, though. There are better movies, in my opinion.
I hate it so much. Hate it.
It's fair.
Like, if it's your favorite Christmas movie, who hurt you?
Everybody.
Who hurt you?
Okay, so what's a movie that everybody loves that besides It's a Wonderful Life? Okay, like just a general movie, not a Christmas movie. That everybody loves and you just can't stand it.
Avatar. I've never understood why it's interesting and it looks very stupid to me. And like everybody raves about it. And it's like, cool. You rave about it. Enjoy the movie. I hated it. Well, I didn't even watch it. That's how much I hated it. And like, I saw the commercials and I was like, this doesn't even look interesting to me. It looks stupid.
I'm talking about a movie you've actually seen.
I don't know, because I usually like all the movies I watched. There's not very many movies that I don't like that is not very like mainstream. There's not very many movies I like that aren't mainstream. I'll put it that way. I will say that it's a very revered movie and I can't stand it is A Clockwork Orange. I hate that movie. I don't hate it. I just dislike it. And it's not, if I only watch it one time, it's not going to hurt me. Like, I'm not going to miss it. I'm not missing out not watching it more than once.
Right.
I'll put it that way.
I have never seen A Clockwork Orange. I recently watched The Craft for the first time.
Okay.
No, I love it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was amazing. But I was just thinking about like other movies that I hadn't like never seen.
I think I did think of one because it's not my favorite movie, and there's a bunch of it that I'm like, you could cut all this out and this movie would be not only shorter, but better. Mm. Forrest Gump.
Fair.
Not my favorite movie. And I mean, it was good and I understand it. I just didn't like it. And I feel like some of it was unnecessary. And it was all over the place.
It was all over the place. I'll give you that. I mean, to be fair, though, it is being narrated by Forrest. So it makes sense that it's going to be all over.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's fair. I didn't like Forrest Gump that much, to be honest. There was a movie I was thinking of. Twilight.
I've never even seen Twilight.
I unfortunately have.
Was it because of your sister?
No.
Was it because of Donnie?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was joking.
No. He was just like, we should watch it so we can make fun of it. And I was just like, okay. I don't think I'm going to have fun with this. And he's just like, sure, it'll be fun. And
then it turned out you loved it.
No.
You have a Twilight tattoo on your left hip.
Yes, clearly.
It says, my heart bleeds for the blood, no, the diamond skinned Robert Pattinson. Shimmer in my sunlight, Rob.
Shimmer in my sunlight, Rob.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. All right. Please sound bite that for TikTok. Because, yes. Anyway, no, but I hated it. I didn't like the book. I read the book out of spite.
I do know a movie that we watched together with other people, and I wanted to snap their neck the entire time we were watching the movie.
Yes.
Do you remember what one I'm talking about?
The Strangers?
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, I really wanted to watch the movie. There was this fag that's, I can't say that word. There was this
very, I mean, technically you can, you're gay.
I mean, yeah. This very loud, obnoxious guy that I wanted to just snap his neck the entire time and be like, I'm gonna stranger you, dude. I'm going to stranger you. I want to watch this movie. Shut your fucking mouth. He ruined it. Ruined it, Sarah. And I've never watched it since.
I'm so sorry. Do you want to try to watch it together?
No.
overcome the memory?
No. I don't think I want to watch it anymore because it's like, it's just ruined. There is another movie that was very similar, but way better, that it came out within the last 5 or 6 years. You Are Next.
Mm.
Kind of a similar thing, but
I haven't seen that one. I saw Fun and Games though.
What? Fun and Games?
Yeah, Fun and Games.
Or Funny Games.
Fun and Games?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Hold on.
Fun and Games.
Maybe that's not what it was called.
Is it Funny Games?
Yes.
Okay. I know what you're talking about there, where the two guys like
break into the house. Yes. Sorry. Yes. Funny Games.
Yeah. I was like, what is Fun and Games? I mean, there is a TV movie from the 1980s called Fun and Games, but I didn't think you were talking about that one.
that was the one. That one right there.
Was it the 2007 Naomi Watts remake or the original?
Yes. Oh, the 2007 Naomi Watts remake. I liked it.
Eh.
Like, it was spooky enough for me.
I didn't like it because of what happened in the movie and like the whole break the fourth wall thing. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do.
It just frustrated me. I'm one of those, what are they called? When there has to be like a resolution at the end and it can't just be like an open-ended ending. Ryan says it all the time when there's a movie that ends and it's like the ending is kind of
vague.
Obscure or not, like it's not understood what actually happened. I don't like it when those movies, and I don't like it when movies end like that. I want a resolution.
Right. That's fair.
Completionist. That's what he calls it. A completionist.
Completionist. I like open endings, and I think one of the main reasons that I like open endings is because I like being able to imagine things ending the way that I want them to end. So if it's a really, obfuscated ending.
Who's a what?
Obfuscated.
You're going to have to define that word.
Okay, hold on.
You're going to have to look it up. Sarah, is it a word that you just heard someone say and in context and you're like, ooh, I'm going to steal that and use that?
No. It's to render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. to bewilder someone.
How do you spell it?
OBFUSCATE. And then I add a D on the end.
Obfuscate.
Yes. Obfuscate.
Okay. I still don't think it's a real word, but okay.
I'm literally looking at the dictionary definition on Google right now.
You can edit those.
It's, do you want me to find the Merriam-Webster version?
No, I don't care that much. Moving on.
I've now forgotten what I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, because we had to go off on this tangent. I had to prove that I was using a word correctly.
Do you like movies that have an obfuscated ending?
Yes. Thank you. A shadowed ending. An unclear ending. So, depending on which direction it goes, I can, you know, go from there and be like, ooh, this is fantastic. And I can make this end the way I want it to.
See, no. I don't like that. But that's just me. I understand why people do like it, but it's like you're having sex or masturbating and you don't finish. To me, when there's not like a completion at the end of the movie.
You do know that, like, sex doesn't always have to involve orgasms, right?
Then what's the point? This is a completely different conversation.
Okay, wait. I'm learning something very new and interesting about you right now.
Why?
Because this is a very, very AMAB position.
Who?
Assigned male at birth position. Okay.
Well, I have to clarify, I'm in a homosexual relationship and that's all that matters.
No, that's literally not all that matters. No matter the relationship. I've been in a homosexual relationship before.
But with another, with a male, a female.
That is the definition of homosexual, yes.
I know.
But what I'm saying is, no, there's, okay, literally, no, there are other, there are other men out there who don't experience what you were talking about right now. It is a very societal pressure put on AMABs that all that sex is getting off, and that's not it. Like, there's,
I don't think so, because it's not just about, like, that's not, like, when I say that, I don't mean, this is a really strange conversation. I don't mean like just get off and get done. There's like spend the time, but there needs to be an ending. And
but there doesn't need to be an ending.
But yes, there does. For me, there does. And it's not because society said so or because I'm designed to feel that way. That's not it in this instance. For me, there has to be an ending where we're both finished.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell my coworkers not to listen to this episode because they don't need to know this about me. Unnecessary for you people to listen to this episode. If you've listened, that's your own fault. I warned you in advance.
Oh my god. Okay. All right.
G-Wave action planning. We can talk about that whenever we do.
G-Wave action planning.
Yeah, it's in the
I can't see anything. You or this. Nada.
Oh, there we go. G-Wave action planning. G-Wave action planning.
Yeah, no, we're good. We don't have to talk about that.
Not now.
We don't have to talk about that ever, really.
Anyways, so witchy stuff.
Witchy stuff. Oh, so.
Oh, the craft. You were talking about the craft too.
Yes, yes. And my new favorite thing to say is, jealous? You don't even exist to me. Love that.
No.
And I'm going to start just screaming that at people walking down the street. Like, this is gonna be my new thing. But yeah, no, it was very good. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed it a lot.
It's a fun movie. I kind of want to watch the new one, but I kind of don't as well.
That's fair.
It's The Craft. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like it came out in like 2019, I think.
Okay.
I'm also looking on TikTok because there's something funny that I wanted to tell you that I watched the other day, but it's going to take me a second to find it. But it's basically like she said something like people are out here trying to do 2 and 2 equals 4 when they should be doing 5 and 5 and 10 to their own business or something like that. It's something like that.
Okay. All right. I love that. I'm here for it. I think I got bit.
And Ryan and I's favorite thing to do is there's a scene in American Horror Story The Coven where Jessica Lange is like she's died in the show and she's in hell and she walks through and she's like, I can't spend eternity here. It smells like fish. Can't piss. What is this? Not a pun. So amazing.
Oh my god. It's the autumnal equinox today. So as a witchy person myself, I am looking up equinox spells.
While you're looking that up, are you also on the New Zealand Taskmaster TikTok?
No.
Like, that's the main thing on my TikTok is New Zealand Taskmaster. It's good. It's fun. I love it. But I don't understand why it's all over my TikTok. You will be after this, though.
Yeah, because my phone heard you, so.
You're welcome. Have you seen Taskmaster?
No.
It's fun. A lot of them are kind of... It's how uncomfortable can you make the person that is, like, giving you the task, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's this guy hosts the show, and he has, it's like him and another person, another guy that is, like, the co-host, but he's actually, like, the assistant to the main person. And the assistant is the person that's giving out the tasks. And most of them, especially in the New Zealand one that I've, the ones that I've been seeing are how uncomfortable can you make it, make the assistant.
Okay.
But they do like tasks like they're stupid tasks like become with one with nature the fastest. And there's like just a bunch of twigs and stuff on the table and. Like, you're supposed to take it as, like, it's so open-ended that you can do anything with it. And, like, one guy shoved all the stuff down his pants. And then he was like, we can do better. And then he, like, went outside and act like a duck and, like, chased the assistant guy. And then he was like, he called the time. And he was like, well, the other thing I could have done is just taken off all my clothes and jumped into that pond and I would be one with nature. And then it cuts to the, someone actually doing that. Someone else on there actually doing that.
Oh my God.
Also, there's going to be a government shutdown coming soon.
Yeah.
I learned so much on TikTok. I mean, not less TikTok and more just the world, but it just came up on my TikTok again.
Mm.
Oh, here it is. I'm turning the volume up and I'm going to put my phone to the thing so you can hear it.
Where they be putting 2 and 2 together? How about you put 5 and 5 together and 10 to your business?
She said, where they be putting 2 and 2 together? How about you put 5 and 5 together and 10 to your business? I love it.
Love it. All right. So for you witchy babes out there, these are a few ideas as taken from adventureyogi.com, which is probably a little more white than we would like it to be, but we'll continue on from there. Anyway, so the suggestion is to start your autumn equinox ritual, light a candle to acknowledge the light within the dark. And then next, take some time to write down all you're grateful for so far this year. Acknowledge the blessings and the lessons you've learned, and acknowledge yourself. And then you also have the option to take a look at your life and what, you know, like ask important questions like, what do you want to do in the coming months and into the new year? And then.
You've frozen. Pause, everyone. Sarah has frozen. I think we've lost her. We'd like to take this moment to talk to you about Squarespace. We're not affiliated with Squarespace, so that's fake. You're still frozen. I heard you for a second, but I'm going to take a picture of this because your face looks funny. Oh, she left. So we're going to pause for a second and Sarah's going to come back and join us in just a little bit. We'll see how that goes. While I'm waiting, how's everyone doing? How are you all? How's life? You can't tell me, but I mean, you can think about it to yourself and then talk to your maybe therapist, maybe your friend, your coworkers. Think about how your life is right now and talk to someone about it. Oh, she's back. But she's still frozen. She's frozen again. So take a moment to think to yourself, ask yourself, look deep in yourself, ask yourself, how am I today? And then think about it. Reach out to your friend, reach out to a coworker, reach out to someone and check in with them and say, here's how I'm feeling. How do you think about that? Now she's just her name. She commented, I feel like I missed something vital. You're muted now. I don't. She said her internet, much like herself, is unstable. I added that part in. She just said her internet is unstable. Also trying to understand why almost all of my ads are in Spanish. I don't know Spanish that well. Rescribe una trajata. Trajata. I'm going to cut all this out, just so you know. I said to myself, as I'm sitting alone on the call. Sitting alone in the VIP. I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me. So she messaged me on Facebook Messenger and said, "The internet hates me." And we used to have this funny thing that we would say to each other when we were younger, where anytime something inconvenienced us or something went bad, we would always say it's because you touch yourself. And then I just remembered how old that is, and we haven't said it in a really long time. And apparently she said she was literally talking about that the other day with someone. Oh, she's back. And now she's eating. She's eating something again. Is it another goddamn cracker?
Yes.
So anyways,
I got bored while I wasn't here with you, so I had to find something to do.
Oh, and that movie is called The Kraft Legacy.
Good to know. Are any of the original people in it?
What is her name? Faruka.
Oh. Faruza Balk?
Faruza Balk, yeah. I couldn't remember how to say her first name. Faruza Balk, yeah. She's in it. And it's only on, the only place you can watch it is Stars or Prime. You can rent it for $3.99.
Hmm.
And it has a 4.5 rating on IMDb out of 10. So it's apparently not very good.
I mean, that makes sense. It's been how many years since the first one?
It was in the 90s.
Yep. Like 1997, I think.
96, yeah. Close enough. Anyways, you were telling people how to like light a flame or flick their bean or something.
No, I was not telling anybody how to flick their bean. No, what I was saying was this ritual that you could do for autumn to welcome autumn in, and to enjoy, you know, just a good time. But anyway, at the very end of it all, it basically is just, you know, burning a candle, visualize sending, you know, the message out there to the universe. And he's just staring off into space.
I'm listening. I'm looking at what I'm going to order for dinner.
Ooh, what are we having for dinner?
I don't know, but I'm getting hungry and I need to figure it out because I need to order it because I don't want to make anything.
Super fair.
Anyways, so was that it? Anything else? So basically just like be open to things happening and welcome things in.
Yes.
That's what I got from that.
That's basically it, yeah.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun. Sounds like an easy thing to theoretically do.
Yes. Theoretically. Ooh. We played another game of Red Flags the other day. The other day. And we
She's just laughing. She can't contain herself.
It was a mess. It was a whole mess. I ended up going my option. I ended up going for someone who their red flag was that they used way, 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 way too much tongue.
Which, where?
It didn't specify.
Oh.
So I was just like, you know, depending, that's not a red flag.
That might not be a bad thing.
So I'm like, you know what? With a little direction, that doesn't have to be a red flag. Horace tried to sell me on someone who was literally constantly plotting to kill me.
I mean,
His reasoning,
it keeps it alive.
that was his reasoning, was it keeps me alive because he doesn't want anybody else to kill me because he wants to do it.
Yeah, and it can keep things interesting because you don't know how they're gonna try and kill you. It could be like a Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote type of thing where you're the Roadrunner and they're the Wile E. Coyote.
I'm telling Horace that you agreed with
I
him.
agree. Tell Horace I agree. And then I still think they're a twink.
I
A tiny little twink person. Think I'm gonna get Chinese food.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It does.
What are you gonna get Chinese food?
Basic General Tso's with a hot spice level and crab rangoon. But I do think I'm gonna sub my rice for maybe some chicken lo mein. That sounds good.
That does sound good. I'm a big fried rice fan myself. I really like fried rice.
I don't mind fried rice, but if I'm getting rice, I would, and with my food, I prefer it to be white rice. Just the
Fair.
steamed white rice. Or if they have brown rice as an option, I'll take that too.
Yeah, I like white rice for like, this is gonna sound weird, heavier foods, if that makes sense.
Like for curry and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like brown rice for like lighter fare.
I think that makes sense because it's kind of the healthier option of the two things. With
Yeah.
lighter, I mean, brown rice is usually kind of lighter in texture and lighter in flavor as well. Well, that's ordered. What else you got going on? What do you have going on right now, Sarah?
What do I
So what
have
else,
going on?
the red flag thing, what else, was there more to that?
Nick tried to sell Kat on an amateur cannibal by suggesting that. That someone who appreciated like you know the people who are really out there that she would appreciate this, and I'm like, just because she appreciates people who are out there does not mean that she wants to date somebody who's a cannibal.
Well, are they an aspiring cannibal, or have they had the flavor of
It
human meat?
says it said that they were an amateur cannibal. So to me, an amateur cannibal would be somebody who's just starting off. but has definitely already eaten a piece of a person and has decided to pursue it further.
I've tasted blood. Now I want more, more, more.
Yeah.
Is that how that goes?
I think so. But yeah.
My ear itches. I've also noticed that with this headset, because I've had to wear it all freaking week this week, it messes with my hair right here. And like sometimes, like all week this week, I've gone out and this part of my hair is just like.
Nice.
Just in that part. And it's like, there's nothing I can do about it without just washing my hair.
Right.
Because it's kind of like it pins it down and then like crimps it like that to where it's just. Mm-hmm. Sticking up like I have a cowlick.
That's fair. But anyway, yeah, I don't really have anything else interesting going on. I am, like I said, gonna take an art test after this. I should probably eat something besides crackers.
Eat a cracker. You could become a amateur cannibalist and eat a cracker.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Are you ready to move on to the turn of phrase for this week? And it's the last one on my list.
Yes.
So it's called rub the wrong way. And the meaning is to bother or annoy someone. And the origin is early Americans during the colonial times. The colonial times? Isn't it just during colonial times? Wouldn't that make more sense?
I don't know.
Early Americans during the... Okay, no, that makes more sense. Not early America. Early Americans during the colonial times. Still a big colonial time. Moving on. Would ask their servants to rub their oak floorboards the right way. The wrong way, not wiping them with dry fabric after wet fabric, would cause streaks to form and ruin it, leaving the homeowner annoyed. Alternatively, it could have been derived from rubbing a cat's fur the wrong way, which annoys them. That one makes more sense.
Yeah, I was gonna say that one makes a lot more sense to me.
And it's less about servants.
Yeah, and colonists.
And that's the end of our turn of phrase that I have in this list. I'm sure we can probably find another one out there somewhere, and then we can continue on with this portion of it.
Sure that we could. Sure we could develop our own list if we really wanted to.
Probably.
What are your plans for the next week? The weekend?
Well, I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to bail on the carnival thing tomorrow because it's supposed to be windy and raining. Did I tell you about that?
Mm-mm.
So we have a carnival thing going on at my work tomorrow. And it's all outside, and there's like a bouncy house, there's a DJ, there's a like food truck guy that is gonna come, and they have like carnival foods, like the you can get hot dogs and like all the things that you would usually have at a carnival.
Funnel cakes, things like that.
Funnel cakes, yeah, things like that. And then they also they're having like yard games, like cornhole. That's really the only one that I know of that they're going to have. Maybe not coin toss, but like hoop toss or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some like kick the duck thing.
Kick the duck thing?
Like those rubber ducky things in a pool.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like face painting that's going to go on. But it's also supposed to be really windy and rain tomorrow. And I volunteered to help. I didn't really like say what I would do, but I said that I would be there to help. And I was planning on just like walking around and taking pictures.
Right.
And then I also like created this form that they do to guess how many haichus are in this vase thing.
Nice.
But other than that, I really don't know what I'm going to be doing there. Other than being annoyed with all the children that are running around. And if it rains, it's like, I really don't want to do that anyways.
Right.
And I swear to God, if someone asked for the DJ to play that shark song, Daddy Shark, Mommy Shark, whatever.
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. I'm gonna kick a child into the river.
Please do not do that.
I'm going to football punt a child into the river.
See, I don't have the money to bail you out if you do that, so don't.
You can sell something.
What? Besides a kidney.
You only need one kidney.
I literally said besides a kidney.
A liver. You only need one liver.
I only have one liver.
It regenerates.
Not the whole thing.
Parts of it.
Have I not been through enough for you?
You have eggs that you can sell.
No, I can't.
Anyways, what are you doing? You kind of already talked about it, though.
I kind of already talked about mine because, you know, my birthday. But yeah, I'm just chilling. This next week, let's see. After Chuck E. P. There's not a whole lot else I have going on. It's just schoolwork and regular work. I gotta figure out how. So we got a couple of surprise bills that I was not anticipating. So I am short.
In stature, and yes.
Money. So I'm like, what do I do? So if anybody needs a tarot reading.
What were the bills?
They charged us a lease renewal fee that was $99.
Who's they?
Our landlords.
Oh, in the apartment, the place that you're living now?
The house, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to pay it.
The lease renewal fee?
Yeah.
Because I was the one getting added to the lease. Oh. I changed the lease.
Got it.
So, but I thought we had already taken care of that. So I didn't realize that was on there. So anyway, but okay. Apparently, whatever. It's something I have to do. And then, so because we transitioned, so originally it was me, Mac, Lizzie, and Lindsay. And Lindsay is Mac's sister. And so she was moving out, right? She moved out 2 days ago. and originally all the utility bills were in her name. And then Mac and Lizzie would just pay her. Right. So when we were changing everything over to Liz's name instead, the power bill, they do it weird. So they charged the part of September on top of August. So that made the power bill $600. So, because it was not, it was 380 something originally. Oh,
so they basically like said, okay, whatever they made, because you were switching it in the middle of a billing cycle, they said, okay, this money is going to be for this bill. And then because you're putting it in a new person, it'll only be for half of the bill. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
So, like, it makes sense.
But it sucks.
But again, yeah, that's not something I was anticipating. So.
No.
So, and then I still have to be able to get back and forth to work, and I have to buy groceries, and I'm like, I don't have any money.
That sucks, yeah.
So I'm just like having a panic moment, but it'll be fine. Anyway, so if anybody needs a tarot reading, hit me up. I do them for monies.
Well, what a way to end it, Sarah. Geez, on a down note.
Gosh. Sorry. I'm good at that. My bad.
I'm sorry you're going through that, and I wish there was more that I could do to help.
I know. You're doing great. You just being here is helpful.
Good.
So. But anyway. But yeah.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll do the scripted close and then we'll finish.
Because it has to have an ending.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, and subscribe or follow. Please leave us an... Oh my gosh. I'm going to restart because this is completely going off the rails. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like and a comment. And don't forget to follow us and subscribe. Please leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. And feel free to follow us on our social medias. Our Instagram and Twitter handle are Now About That Pod. So is our Threads, although I'm not really doing anything on any of it. And then if there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. We also have a phone number, so you can give us a call and leave a voicemail or a text. Any questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. Sarah, enjoy your birthday on Monday and your celebration Sunday.
Sunday.
Enjoy your spaghetti.
Thank
you. So you said you were making spaghetti?
Yes. Yep.
I hope you have a good birthday.
Thank you. Me too.
And everybody, go to Sarah's Instagram that I will have linked in the description of the podcast this week and wish her happy birthday.
Yay!
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Have a great weekend. Bye.